Hello and welcome to Coffee Chat with Dream Life Creators, a podcast where we inspire, motivate, encourage, but also give you practical tips to live your dream life here and now. I'm your host, Alenka Tercic, and I'm excited today to chat with Laura DiFranco. Hey, Laura.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being my guest. And today we have a really important story to tell, so to speak. Because you are helping people to heal through writing.
So yes.
How did you come up with that? You know, I'm sure that you have your own story behind that.
I for sure have a story behind that. You know, when I look back at this journey, I realize I had been writing since a teenager in my journals. And, but, you know, back then, I just did that, not really thinking about forward into my career. I just really wanted to be, back then, I wanted to be a sports medicine doctor. So it ended up being that I became a physical therapist, right? Pretty close.
Yeah.
And then, you know, through that journey, a couple decades worth of that career and me writing all the while, I started to think about how the writing had helped me heal. And ideas started to come about how to marry the two things that I was learning over those years, the healing tools and the writing tools. And yeah, so I developed the program from those ideas and just basically my personal experience of using it to express myself, to move what was on the inside to the outside. My quote is, I write to feng shui my soul. And really just to clear the space, to make room for creativity to flow through and inspired ideas to flow through. So that's a short version of my story.
No, it's awesome how we, in school, we think that we want to be something. And then, you know, through life, we find, you know, the way back to what we were doing as kids mostly.
So, definitely.
How is your writing, or you call it intuitive writing, how is that different from journaling? A lot of people journal, I do too every day, but how is your writing or what you teach different than, let's say, normal journaling?
Yeah, thanks for that question. I'm really happy to answer that question because I think that this is the magic. And the magic of intuitive writing or connected writing, there's, you know, people have come up with all kinds of names for what this is. But what I did is I started combining a guided body awareness tool exercise, bringing people into their body to feel. It really is that simple. And we do that right before we put the pen to paper. So we get into the space of our body and attempt to clear our mind and really just connect with the sensations, connect with the breath, connect with that place that brings the clarity and the answers and that, again, the creative flow. You know, when you try to overthink things or overanalyze or think your way through or think about what you're writing, a lot of the times you just get stopped up. You get paralyzed. Yeah. So I found that after practicing connecting first, the flow was different and more amazing and a little bit magical. So connecting the body awareness with the writing. And honestly, so many times students will be doing these exercises and afterwards we have an opportunity to share the writing. I could talk to you all day about how that up levels the magic. Being able to actually put your actual voice to what you just wrote. But afterward, they always say, oh my gosh, I had no idea that was in there. And I think that's because we connect first, you know, because they would know what was in here because they're already overthinking it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's, you know, that's basically what that is. And it sounds so simple to connect and write, but it helps people move through all kinds of blocks and inner critic voices and fear. And it's been quite amazing.
Awesome. So that's a kind of set of moves that you do, or you do kind of a dancing or some kind of a spiritual movement? Or,
well, that's another great question, because you can use therapeutic movement as a way to connect to your body. Of course, that's one of the tools. But honestly, the one that I do for mostly for beginners is just seated body awareness meditation.
Oh, okay.
So we are very still. You know, people are running all over the place all the time. You know,
yeah, we do.
Yeah, to get people to slow down and actually feel their body, what? You know, that's like impossible. So even just that does it. So, but I love what you're talking about, because yeah, for me, if I'm walking in the woods or if I am exercising, really yoga positions, therapeutic dance, myofascial unwinding, all of those things, when you're becoming, when you're embodied, help you connect. Yeah.
Yeah. We get best ideas, you know, under the shower. So
exactly.
That should be a lesson for everyone, but you know, not everyone's listening. So, but I just remembered how is that different from automatic writing? Because that's another version of, you know, just write whatever, you know.
I actually think I think that's another term for this.
Oh, okay.
Except for, I think that the piece that I try to encourage people to do is, if you just sit down and write what's in there, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with that. That's going to work for you in a way. But if you sit down first and consciously connect with the sensations for several minutes, and then you do the automatic writing, that's the magic. It's that connection. Will it happen without the body awareness? Yeah. I mean, who knows, yeah. Right? Yeah. So there's a million ways to do it. In fact, I wrote an article recently for Silvana East site, and it was about narrative medicine is the new journaling. And okay. So that's another name that they're calling this, narrative medicine. And psychologists will talk to you about the power of putting a narrative to putting it down in writing, your story and the healing aspects of it. You know, I've always been a person who I will practice something that works. I don't really need 10 studies to tell me that I should do this or that. So this is another example of that. I think there are a lot of people in the world who have to see the research, who have to have it proved to them for, you know, I'm just not one of those people. I like to try stuff, see if it works, and go with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm the same. There are so many different tools and strategies and techniques that you can use. But yeah, try it and see what works for you. And yeah. This is definitely something I will try in my journaling. But you mentioned how it is a medicine. So why do you think it's so healing to write it down? You know, why it's so different than just thinking about it or talking about it? Why is writing different?
Well, I'm trying to remember who said this or where I heard it in one of my coaching programs, but if it's not out loud, it's not real. So when you make what's inside real by giving it a voice, either through writing or speaking, all of a sudden, you become accountable to your own story almost. It becomes real. And in that small moment of making it out loud, and I say out loud, but you know what I mean. It can be through the writing.
Yeah, you just put it out, yeah.
Yeah. That, I believe, is one of the healing pieces. I think there are several pieces, but for me, that's been the most powerful piece. If you're somebody like me who moved through a childhood where you were taught and sort of conditioned to think certain things about yourself. Maybe you struggled with feeling unworthy, struggling with perfectionism now, right? I mean, there's a lot of us out there. I think just putting the voice to the story and saying, hey, you know what? This was my experience. And there's healing in that for sure. There's healing in telling our stories for us and for the person reading. Because it's all energy.
Right. So you also help people to publish their stories. But it, you know, it's one thing to write for yourself and have it hidden somewhere in the drawer, but then, you know, putting it out there for everyone to see and read about your weaknesses and being vulnerable and raw. And how do you help them overcome that fear?
So that's another super great question. And I don't know if I am just one of the oddballs who has figured out that the out loud expression of me, it not only heals me, but it's going to help somebody else. And how do I get myself to do that over and over again? Because at this point, I've had enough people come to me to acknowledge the fact that because I was brave enough to share the story, their life changed for the better. As soon as you have that, again, acknowledgement, it gives you a little mojo about being transparent about what's happened to you in your past and the vulnerable kind of raw stories. And, you know, we're all human beings with crazy lives, with having had trauma and tragedy and secrets and shameful things that we had and things that were embarrassing and humiliating even, but we are all that person. Yeah. So as soon as you're out loud with something like that, if you're lucky, you will have people flocking to you saying, oh my gosh, how were you so brave to share that? And thank you so much for sharing, because now I don't feel alone. So every day now, that's what motivates me. Every day.
Yeah. And on the other hand, the author feels like she or he is not, you know, the only one with that experience, and gets the healing from the readers as well, right?
No doubt. It's always a two-way street of healing. Always. And actually, that's one of the secrets of being a healer and a writer. I mean, I do hands-on healing sessions with people. I've been a holistic physical therapist for 20 years now. And so, you know, maybe clients don't realize that it's always a two-way energetic healing street there. So I am filling myself up at the same time I am helping somebody else. It's that's how that works.
Yeah, I totally get that, because, you know, even with these interviews, I'm kind of shining light on you, but I get so much from it, and I learn so much. And like you said, it's a two-way street, and we always, you know, get back way more than we give out.
Definitely. You know, you're making me think of something important along those lines. You know, healers or people who do this for a living also have to be really careful about boundaries, right?
Yeah.
And so there is this other side of the conversation that when you are in a helping profession, sometimes you'll get drained of your energy, and that's not great, because it just leads to burnout and all of that stuff. So I think one of the big missions for healers and writers, and everybody who writes is a healer, by the way. In fact, I consider all humans healers and writers and artists, but you have to understand that the priority needs to be filling yourself up to an overflow so that you can give from the overflow.
Yeah.
So that you're never giving from a reserve place, because then just the tank goes down and down and down. So I practice that. I mean, it's been a lifetime of practicing, trying to fill up an overflow.
We are never done.
Never. Yeah, when you understand that, it's a little easier.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love what you're talking about, because we have to take care of ourselves first. And let's say your audience are healers, but at the same time you say that everyone is a healer. So how would you encourage someone who don't see themselves as healer? You know, they are just a victim, or, you know, they just survived something, that they see what they can give to others.
Yeah. So what I say is, you're moving into your life, showing up for the stuff of your life with other people, either with a healing energy or not. And if you have the awareness, then you have a choice to move into your own world with a love energy, with a healing energy. And this takes, I'm not telling you it's super easy all the time. It takes some practice. Yeah, but that awareness practice is the foundation of everything that I do and teach. So my one of my mentors and teachers, John Barnes, who's the founder of Myofascial Release, says, without awareness, there is no choice. So yeah. I like to flip that and say, with awareness, you have choices. Yeah. And you can always choose to bring love to a situation, no matter what you've been through.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my take on everybody is a healer.
No, I completely agree with you. And I don't call them a healer, but teachers, you know, we always have something to learn from everyday experiences, from the conversations with, you know, just ordinary people. They don't have to be some big experts, gurus or whatever. You know, we can learn about ourselves, about them, about the world, you know, from the simple things. So you have them get the book out, and then do you?
Well, so some people are writing books, and honestly, I'm going to back up to what you said a few minutes ago. Some people are just practicing being out loud with anything. Actually, even just sharing in a closed group, okay. Sharing at all. So remember, there's that spectrum. Yeah. So, you know, honestly, the women that I'm working with who are writing books, though, those are the ones that fire me up the most. They are sort of standing on this cliff of fear, and they're jumping off, and they know that they're going to grow their wings on the way down, and they're starting to write their stories, and they're starting to be out loud with their story, and my job is to hold their hand and bring them through this, you know, journey, because you're going to come up against challenges during the process. After you put something out loud into the world like that, get ready for a healing crisis. You heard that term before?
No, I mean, I can imagine what can be.
I know you know what this is, but so educating people about that is awesome, because then they have the awareness. They understand that that big dip in self-esteem and worthiness, and all the inner critic voices come in all of a sudden every single time you bump up against something like that. Like you have a success or an achievement, or you've overcome a fear and put yourself out there. Oh my gosh, it all comes crashing on top of you after that. So you have to survive that. And I try to help people understand that that's a phase, it passes, use your awareness, get back to your badass self after that, you know? You got to just pick yourself up and keep going.
Yeah, well, and I just remembered, because I talked before in my live video about those people that are always busy and they are so addicted to be busy. How about your, let's say, authors, healers that are, let's say, addicted to be or identified to be a victim? Or, you know, they are so maybe traumatized, and then they build their whole identity around that crisis or situation or something that happened. And when they give it out, you know, you said the, you know, the crisis happens, but how do you help them overcome this, you know, letting them go of this situation and becoming kind of a new person?
Well, there's a couple things you're making me think of there. One is that I have some of my gals who actually don't want to write the story because they are not willing to rehash the trauma that they experienced. They actually don't want to fall back into that victim mode, and they're aware of it. So they're afraid to put the narrative down on paper. And so what I say there is that if you've never written your story out loud, written it down, sometimes you'll have an entire book inside of you that is not the book that anybody will ever read. So back in 2015, do you know about NaNoWriMo, the online program?
Yeah.
So someone like shot that across my email one day, and I thought, oh, this is really cool, because I had a book starting in me back then. And I signed up and I did it, you know, every day for the month, and the goal was to get 30,000 words out. Well, my book was 65,000 words,
and it
detailed the wounds of my childhood, all of it. And that wasn't the book you're going to read that's coming out in June. But that was the book that needed to move out of me. That was the feng shui book. So remember, it's, you know, telling the story isn't always for everybody to read. Sometimes it's just for your own personal healing. And with your awareness, you're not going to be falling back into a victim mode. You're actually going to be healing and releasing a piece that never got to be healed and or released. You know, writing isn't the only thing, of course. We could talk about 100 other modalities to help people heal, you know, and I've experienced a lot of them. So my journey has been about a combination. But yeah, that's one thing. Sometimes the writing needs to be something that you do just for you.
Yeah. And I was not thinking so much about being a victim or, you know, reliving, but having this identity, you know, because so many, I'm a cancer survivor, I'm a rape survivor, I am this, I am that, you know, and then when you put that out for others to see, you're a different person, actually. You're not, you know, you're a winner. You are, you know,
yes, identifying.
Something else.
Yeah, identifying with your story is tough sometimes. And I know that my own journey has been about re-identifying a couple different times. And when you go through a healing crisis that forces you to re-identify or to break the ties with an old, it is traumatic. And you lose yourself. You don't know who you are anymore. And now, only having experienced it a time or two, I can say, okay, this is a good thing, right? But it's very hard to
say that after
exactly. Very hard to say that to somebody who's going through it. It's like, oh, this is not a good thing, you know. But really, you know, we are not the traumas that have happened to us. We are not even the roles we play. You know, we label ourselves mother, daughter, writer, healer. I'm none of those things. I'm just love and joy. And you know, it's my unique expression through those different paths that counts. Really, what I do and who I am and what's happened to me doesn't matter a whole lot. It's just how I am being.
Awesome. Yeah. So we talked about the stories and books, and I know that you're working on your own book being published. But before we get to that, I want to ask you about your poems, because that's, again, another way of expressing yourself, way more difficult, I think, you know, because finding the right words and so on and the rhymes. But why or how did you get to the poem part?
Oh, the poems. Please talk to me for the rest of the day about poems. It's such a passion for me. And back in 2014, I had written poems since I was 15 years old, but I never considered myself a poet until very recently. In 2014, I was in a class with my myofascial release colleagues. I know I've mentioned that a few times today. And when I flew out there on the plane, I had my journal. I always have my journal. So I felt like something was making me grab the journal and write on the plane that day. And I wrote a piece out on the plane, and it just nagged inside of me that it was something that I needed to share with the class the next day. This was a ballroom of 220 people. All of my healer colleagues, it was a big class, bigger than usual. And everything inside of me knew I was supposed to like raise my hand and ask to read, right? But oh my God, the heart pounding, I was not a speaker, public speaker of any sort at that point. Long story short, I got the courage, raised my hand after the break and said, can I read this? And I read this journal entry, essentially is what it was. And a woman came up to me after, and first of all, the entire room erupted in applause after I read, which was one thing that like I'm still feeling the buzz of today, 4 years later. But one woman came up to me after and said, thank you so much for sharing your poem with us. And I thought, And so that day, I think I became a poet.
Oh, wow. How wonderful.
And after that class, something like 48 poems rushed out of me, and I ended up publishing my first poetry journal, which was Warrior Love. And they haven't stopped since. I don't know what to tell you. I think I just channeled, I connected with that channel, and all of a sudden aligned with this piece of me that, you know, ever since I was born, I was probably meant to be this. And you know, you can sit around and go, man, I wish it would have happened earlier, but whatever, the timing is.
It's always the right time.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to perform in a couple weeks. I'm going to do my first spoken word poem at an open mic night coming up, and then it's just like jazzing me up, everything about it. So thank you for asking.
Wow. No, I love digging up the stuff that, you know, that fires the people. Okay, now let's get to your book, and where can people find more about you and, you know, learn more what you do?
Oh, thank you very much. The book is really the book that I feel like is my life's work. It's based on this workshop called Writing as a Path to Healing that I've been teaching for a few years now. And it's called Brave Healing, A Guide for Your Journey. And what I did, they're calling these kinds of books teaching memoirs now. So I combine personal story of my own healing journey with the powerful tools I was telling you about. And so the book is part story and part, you know, tool book with awesome guided exercises and writing prompts. And so the reader will be able to move through the book and do the work of this workshop. And I'm so incredibly excited about this book. But I am being published by Possibilities Publishing Company, and that's .com. And right now, if you look on my author page under the nonfiction authors, you'll find me there. And you can find the book there on pre-order right now. It's going to be released June 1st. So it's not quite ready. But if you pre-order from Possibilities, you'll get the extra magical juju of my signature on the book. And then, you know, Amazon. So June 1st, the goal is to have it up on Amazon for anyone to grab.
Awesome. And your website?
Yeah, bravehealer.com, and you'll find everything. I've got poetry stuff, and I've got workshop stuff. You can find out about my services, and I think my Facebook pages are on there, too. You guys can come play with me on Facebook. I'm addicted to Facebook. I love the camaraderie and the, you know, community that I've created there. So, yeah.
Awesome. So before we finish, I usually ask my guests one last question, and that is, what is one thing that you would tell, you know, others on this journey to bringing their stories alive in front of others?
One thing I love to finish with is a big question, because I kind of get a little bit high on the big questions, the ones that shake you up. So what if there's something you haven't learned yet that could change everything? And so when you move through life with that curiosity, it's magical. You leave yourself open to miracles, to anything happening, to any connection coming your way. And that's the biggest thing I think about being a person in the world, whether you're a healer or a writer, however you're expressing yourself, just moving into the world with awareness and curiosity. Maybe there's something that you haven't learned yet that could change everything.
Wow, I love it. I was not expecting that, but I love it because I'm always learning. And like we said before, we are never done. You know, I'm a lifelong learner. I'm always interested in what others are doing and how they are doing. So yeah, be open to, because you never know who you might meet or what you might learn or even what you might hear. Like you said, you got your poem on the plane, you know, without any just rushing out.
I wasn't even thinking about that, and that's how most of the poems come. They just move through me. So I've just learned how to catch them. Awesome. I've learned that, you know, I move for my notebook very quickly. I wanted to say one more thing to your listeners, and that is that it really does take a special kind of person with a certain amount of courage to do this kind of journey. So I always want to acknowledge you if you are on this kind of journey and you're really trying to learn and be open and be curious and show up for the stuff of your life with that vulnerability. You're a special kind of person, and you need to remember that you are, and you were born, so you're worthy.
Oh, so, thank you so much.
Yeah, every day, just remember that and reach out to your other like-minded souls for support when you need it. It's important.
Awesome. I love this. Thank you so much, Laura, for being my guest.
You're welcome.
For sharing your message. And I'm looking forward to your book and the books that your clients will publish, because I know that they will be, you know, really exciting and life-changing and, you know, a great learning experience for us everywhere around the world.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I'm Alinka Tertic, and this was a coffee chat with Dream Life Creators. Talk to you next week. Bye.